and Dr. Jen are on the couch.
I'm Bradley. She's Dr. Jen. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in private practice in Beverly Hills. Monthly column called Dr. Jen in Los Angeles Family Magazine. And here to answer your questions about relationships. Anything on your mind? 800-987 is the phone number.
Daisy.
Hi.
All right. So the rundown, how many kids does she have now?
Well, total four, but two little ones, a five-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old.
Okay.
She's still breastfeeding the one-and-a-half-year-old, and she breastfed the five-year-old for 2.5 years.
Wow, she's not going to have the kids out of the house forever.
I know. It's crazy. But, she stays home, and sometimes she just goes nuts.
Did she do infertility treatment
yes.
to have those kids?
Yes.
Which, by the way, and as much as I am a huge fan of infertility treatments, oftentimes women who go through infertility treatments tend to have higher rates of postpartum depression.
Why is that?
Okay.
You know, there are some people who believe it's because of the hormones,
mm-hmm.
that the hormonal changes, there's kind of almost like a little bit of a rebound afterwards. But also, I think emotionally, when you have worked so hard for so long to have this dream fulfilled, oftentimes being a parent isn't the fantasy of being a parent, and that the first few months, even the first year, you're just so exhausted, which
yeah.
also can lead to depression. But to answer your question, as far as what are the symptoms of postpartum depression, anytime you see diminished interest in like her regular activities, she's not getting joy out of things that normally bring her joy, a feeling of being overwhelmed, difficulty concentrating, changes in appetite, either eating a lot, not having any appetite at all, feeling a lot of guilt, even sometimes panic attacks, insomnia, or sometimes people are sleeping all the time. So any big changes in sleep habits, which oftentimes is hard to tell with a baby.
I wish I could sleep all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Weepiness, feelings of worthlessness, fears of being a bad mom. And sometimes if it gets very serious, even suicidal thoughts, or sometimes if you cross that line into postpartum psychosis, then sometimes women start to think about hurting their babies or hurting themselves.
Now, do you think she has any of this?
Well, as far as panic attacks, and sometimes, you know, she'll just want to go shopping and then the kids will like be running around and she gets freaked out. Like when she gets out of the house, she's crazy. She'll stay out like all day long and not care.
She gets out on her own.
Which sounds like avoidant behavior. Sometimes when a mom
yes.
feels like she's a bad mom, she doesn't want to face her kids and she doesn't want to have to deal with them because she feels like she's just so awful at it. You know, also one other interesting symptom that's good to know about is that sometimes moms with postpartum get a lot of obsessive compulsive traits, like they get worried about germs obsessively.
Yeah, you already have that. You're fine for having a kid.
Exactly. But in the beginning, oftentimes the doctors say wash your hands every time before you touch a baby, use the antibacterial.
Everyone says that all the time.
Yeah, and in the beginning it does because the baby doesn't have an immune system.
Right.
But 6 months later, 9 months later, it's a whole different story.
It's fine.
And like a friend of mine who was suffering from postpartum wouldn't let anyone touch her baby, even her husband, because she was so obsessively worried about germs,
mm-hmm.
and she realized then years later that it was postpartum.
So how does she direct her mom? How does she say it to her mom?
Well, she needs to let her mom know that she thinks that her mom has postpartum because her mom needs help. Oftentimes with postpartum, you really need medication or at
mm-hmm.
the very least some talk therapy and some support. Her mom needs to be getting as much sleep as possible. She needs to start to get back to a little bit of a regular pattern in her life. The fact that she breastfed the five-year-old for so long and is still breastfeeding the 1.5-year-old, it may be time to start weaning these babies so that she can have a little more independence and feel like she can go out for short periods of
right.
time. But she definitely needs help. She needs support, and anything that anyone can do to help her take care of these kids and get more sleep and take better care of herself
sure.
and get professional help.
Absolutely.
Bradley and Dr. Jen are on the couch. Monday through Thursday, 10 to midnight. Only on Star 98.7.